This is Roro's Rantings with Israel activist and advocate Rolene Marx.
Rolene Marx, a very good afternoon to you. How are you?
What a way to start the week. Chanukah miracle. Chag Chanukah Sameach Shavua Tov. Are there any I'm missing out?
I don't know. There must be. Absolutely must be. All right. Let's start off and talk about this IDF report on the botched Gaza operation. Now, is this the one that was the Hamas reason, the official reason that Hamas launched nearly 500 rockets at Israel? Is that the same one we're talking about?
It is the one and the same. It is the one where Israeli special forces entered Gaza. I think it was the 11th of November to carry through an operation and unfortunately were exposed. And this led to the killing of Lieutenant Colonel M, who was 41 years old, as well as critically injuring another soldier. However, we have heard that he is doing much better. But as is typical of the IDF and of a democracy, Israel conducted an investigation into the situation or into the events that caused this operation to allegedly be botched, and they have released reports. So basically what is assumed to have happened is that Israeli special forces guys and apparently one girl tried to disguise themselves in the Gaza Strip by entering as a medical team as part of an NGO with ID cards of Gaza residents. And apparently what gave them away, now this is really when you have to know that the devil is in the details, apparently what gave them away was their accents. Apparently their accents weren't consistent and may have tipped off members of Hamas, and this is what led to Hamas operatives opening fire on this special forces team and massive exchange of fire and the death of Lieutenant Colonel M. And as retribution, Hamas launched nearly 500 rockets and mortars into the state of Israel.
Rolene, we are very, very critical when Hamas use ambulances and when they use humanitarian type of disguises to infiltrate Israel and to attack Israel. This makes me very, very uneasy, because if I'm not critical of this, then I'm a hypocrite. I can't say that I can't publicly state that Hamas is appalling if they use humanitarian disguises, but Israel does the same, and I think it's fine. I don't. This makes me uncomfortable. What is your thoughts? What is the reaction in Israel around this?
Well, I think that is a very, very fair comment to make, that, you know, we can't criticize while doing it ourselves. I think the fundamental difference here is that when it is used by Hamas, when they use an ambulance or disguise themselves, you know, as a pregnant woman or such, generally the intention is to murder as many Israelis as possible.
Okay, fair enough.
Whereas the same, you know, and I'm not justifying it, I'm just saying, you know, their motives operandi is to target a person or a cell of terrorists in particular and carry out their operation, if this indeed was what the operation was all about. That we don't know. But I think you raise a very important question. Look, Israelis haven't really commented on that. You're the first. So you are a chalutznik. You
right.
are a pioneer in
right.
making
Yes,
this
for all the wrong reasons. But it's just
all the wrong reasons, yes.
Yeah. It's just an interesting thing. And I do think you make a fair distinction. You know, one is information gathering and the other is to do harm. But I do think that if Israel holds itself to a standard, then it should hold itself to a standard. I'm not even sure what that line is, because obviously we know that covert ops utilize, and I'm being completely naive thinking that they don't utilize all sorts of things on in every side, in every country in the world that has some kind of an intelligence agency will utilize all the means that they can to gather information. And this is about gathering information. It's not about killing people. But there's just something that I find a little jarring. I'd love your thoughts on that. 34519 or 0618951010. 1-9. Netanyahu is to meet Pompeo in Brussels.
Yes, he is. So today there will be a meeting between Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu and the U.S. Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo. And what they will be talking about is the Iranian nuclear program. But I want to know what happened to the November huge reveal of the Trump peace plan. I wonder if there's going to be a discussion around that.
Maybe they're working on Jewish time. Yeah, Jewish time. It was called for November. You know when they say 6 o'clock, 6 for 6:30? I think it's November for December.
Could be.
Right, must be.
But what we do know is that Prime Minister Netanyahu and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will be meeting to discuss Iran, to discuss the fact that Iran launched a medium-range ballistic missile, which apparently was capable of carrying multiple warheads just on Saturday. Netanyahu will be accompanied by the head of the Mossad agency. I mean, we're still, absolutely incredulous about the raid that Mossad made on the nuclear facility and managed to break into their vault and make off with the Iranian nuclear plan. I mean, it's quite exceptional. I'm sure we will see a movie about it at some stage. But at the moment, the big concern is, what does Iran have? What ballistics missiles are they testing? And a huge concern that missile proliferation is growing. Now, Mike Pompeo is very, very hawkish when it comes to issues regarding Iran. And rumor has it that one of the reasons he replaced Rex Tillerson, who was his predecessor, Secretary of State, was because President Trump believed he took a more hardline approach when it comes to dealing with Iran.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Clive says the great reveal has been delayed to early next year. I wasn't aware. I didn't actually see that announcement anywhere, I must be honest. Did you see that?
I haven't seen that. Does Clive have some insider information that we don't?
Or even just a reference, Clive, if you can just send us a link to something that would... Oh, you're such a star.
I thought it was Danny Danon.
Did Danny Danon say that?
It was ambassador to the UN. Mm-hmm. Said it a few days ago.
Well, there we go, Clive and Sasha. Well, there we go. We've got a verification from two independent parties. So therefore, it must be true. Mark Lamont Hill has apologized. We were talking about that to our listeners. A lot of our listeners not buying this at all. A couple of comments in that regard. Danny says, because we were talking about the professor issue. Danny says South Africa does have political professors with toxic agendas, not mentioning any names, but I can think of at least four off the bat. So it is of real concern, this.
Well, let's talk about Mark Lamont Hill. And first of all, I want to give a massive eye roller to Mark Ruffalo, who you were talking about earlier.
Oh, we didn't call him that. What do we call him?
He just doesn't stick to doing things like being the Incredible Hulk or sulking or whatever it is that he does. But he does not have a grip on the situation, the reality in the Middle East. I have to confess to maybe angry tweeting him over the weekend when I saw his comment.
Okay, is angry tweeting the same as drunk tweeting, Rosie?
I did ask him because one of his followers sent through a map, and I asked if perhaps that was a map of Narnia because it was so historically incorrect. But Mark Ruffalo, there are so many things closer to home that he should be commenting on. But I see that he's made himself the de facto expert on the Middle East in Hollywood. But isn't it incredible? Because he seems to distance himself or he doesn't comment when you challenge him on issues like Louis Farrakhan. And this is also why Mark Lamont Hill is cause for concern. Yes, there are the comments that he made saying from the river to the sea, Palestine should be free. And he has issued somewhat of a mealy-mouthed apology, which I put right up there with the Linda Sarsour.
Yeah, it's interesting. I do link the two. There's no question that it's the same kind of rhetoric. And we want to believe people when they apologize. That's our nature, is we want to hear them and say, you know what, I get it and we accept it. But neither of these feel particularly sincere.
No, and it's the same kind of, my Jewish brothers and sisters, and there's nothing that we are misinterpreting about from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. We know exactly what the intentions behind that statement are. Also, when he posts pictures of himself with the arch anti-Semite Louis Farrakhan, and I know that you have written about the fact that no sooner had we had comments about Louis Farrakhan being anti-Termite, than just 10 days later we saw the worst incident of anti-Semitism in the history of the United States with the shooting at Pittsburgh at the Etz Chaim or Tree of Life synagogue. So we don't buy this. We need to hear more. You know, we would buy the Mark Ruffalo's as the great human rights activists if they make comments distancing themselves from people like Louis Farrakhan. And this is perhaps why we are gravitating more towards somebody like Alyssa Milano, who has said that she cannot stand with the Women's March until, you know, these issues of anti-Semitism and supporting Louis Farrakhan is resolved. You know, if you're going to take a stand, take a stand. You know, when he says the furthest thing from my intent, those particular words clearly cause confusion, anger, fear, and other forms of harm. For that, I'm truly sorry. You know, we need more than mealy-mouthed mea culpas. We need to see, as we say here in the Middle East, tachlis or dugri. We need to see something that, you know, apart from mealy-mouthed, oh, gee, if I apologize, maybe we'll see and invite me back apologies.
Well, I guess always the question is, and I've been harping on this for a good portion of this afternoon, is why is it that this type of person refuses to ask the difficult questions when Hamas is in South Africa and at the same time six people are sentenced to death by a kangaroo or military court in Gaza because they supposedly collaborated, whatever that means, with Israel. Why is the ANC not asking these questions? Why are people not asking Hamas these questions? Why aren't they interrogating it a little bit further? And the fact that they don't says absolutely everything about them.
Absolutely. I mean, we spoke a couple of weeks ago about Human Rights Watch's report on torture being used both in the West Bank and in Gaza. You know, Hamas is recognized internationally as a terrorist organization. We saw proof of that just a month ago with nearly 500 rockets and mortars fired towards civilians. Why are the ANC not saying to Hamas, look, if you want to be taken seriously, perhaps we should sit down and we should compare your charter to our charter. And let's not even get started on the renaming of streets after people whose gift to the world is airplane hijacking.
Yeah, let's not get started on that. It is 5:30. Rolene Marks, thank you for that. That was Roro's Rantings with Rolene Marks. You can catch her tomorrow, same time, same place, with Kathy Kaler.